The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
How you doing?
Hi, morning.
Good morning and welcome back.
Yes, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. So today we're talking about nutrition and carnival.
Yes, because carnival is right around the corner and I know it's going to be difficult because everybody wants that fast 10, 20 pounds
weight loss. Yeah, well, it's literally, what, 2 weeks to carnival? Well, this would have been the second to last. What can we do within a week? I mean, if it is that you wasn't doing it for the last couple of months, what can you possibly accomplish within this next week here?
And the truth is, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to try to lose a lot of weight fast. It's too risky with your health. And there's a lot of things that people don't consider because they want to, like, they want the fast results. But listen, it's better to just enjoy your time rather than put your health at risk because trying to, like, lose all that body fat, because you're not going to lose the body fat. It's just not going to.
Would it be more water weight that you would lose if it is that you try anything at this point in time?
I think it's more muscle mass, you know, depending on what you do. Because you see, so for example, I had a few sessions this week and somebody just randomly stopped. I was going to the grocery and he's like, hey, how am I losing this belly fat here? This all this tummy. He was like, I never had it, you know. I never had it. And I was standing up there like, there's no one quick fix. I can't tell you one habit that you're doing today that will help you to lose this body fat for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, because you've gained it over years.
And not only that, if it is, the way that I look at it, if it is that you're forcing yourself to lose that amount of weight for, let's say, the week coming up, as soon as carnival, then you're going to put it right back on because you become more relaxed and then everything looks good. Everything tastes good.
Exactly. So one thing that I noticed from this week, like people starving and they telling me, you know, I don't eat, so I don't know why I keep bloating or why I keep gaining weight or why my belly keep getting big or I'm still not losing any weight. And it's like, the reason is because you are not eating. So there is a huge misconception and people like really trying their best to do intermittent fasting or not eat, and they think that that should lead to the weight loss, but it's not going to.
It's going to
make you suffer.
I have to admit, I am one of those that think that, okay, if I eat too much, you know, it's going to put me back a couple of pounds that I've already lost if it is I continue eating more meals. And strange enough, I've been told more smaller meals would be better than like three major ones during the day.
Yes, that's a very good fact. So that's why when someone joins a program or they get my advice and they actually do it, because it's different if I give you advice and you just do your own thing. But when you take the advice and you actually eat within the right time frames, eat the right combinations, balance the meals, within a month and they lose the weight or they overcome their lifestyle issue, they're like, I can't believe. Because they've been not eating for so many years, right? Or for so long. They're like, I can't believe that I was eating and we actually lost body fat. Like, what? You know? And the muscle mass improved. And I didn't gym. I didn't exercise. I just eat. You know, and it's just so mind-blowing to them. But it's only because there's so much misinformation out there and there's so much wrong information being told to people from random facts that it's the truth is really just not being listened to. It's not being consumed. It's being ignored. And, you know, people just find the fact that you could just eat to lose weight and eat to overcome a lifestyle disease so impossible. So the risks, I'm telling you, because carnival, you want to have the energy to do what you have to do. You want to make sure you stay hydrated. You want to enjoy your time. You don't want to be sick. And if you deprive yourself, you can't put yourself at risk for nutrient deficiencies, right? Because your calorie reduction might be a lot, or If you consume the right food groups and you just consume one or two or whatever you do and whatever diet you're trying to do, it could put you at risk. If you take a lot of supplements, then that could actually lead to a lot of acid reflux. And a majority of trainers, I'm telling you, majority of us have acid reflux and gut issues because we're just supplementing. And it will continue to degrade your stomach lining. So food is essential. You just need to balance it. Include a lot of colors, a lot of combinations, instead of diet restrict and pill pop. I really don't promote that. And I really want people to try their best not to do that, because after Carnival, you're going to crash and it's going to lead to a lot of medical expenses trying to go to your doctor for the supplements and things to try to get rid of all of these negative outcomes from these diets.
You mentioned supplements a little while ago. Is that the same as vitamins? Because I know that could be a little confusing. Can you define what supplements are?
Yeah, no. So vitamins are different, but it still has to be degraded in the stomach. Supplements are meant for like you know, the fast weight loss gimmick supplements. So a vitamin is like vitamin C, and usually different vitamins are absorbed differently in your body. So like there's water-soluble vitamins and there are fat-soluble vitamins, and the water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and Bs, they are absorbed, utilized, and they're gotten rid of on a daily basis. So making sure that you get them constantly is always important. The vitamin A, D, E, K, the fat-soluble vitamins, they take longer for your body to get rid of and use and need. So you wouldn't have to supplement them as often. You get small amounts that you need on a daily if you include all of the food groups that you get. So the tablet, the capsules, the ones that that you're trying to consume for weight loss or for a lifestyle issue like diabetes or pressure. I mean, all of them are in capsule format, all the supplements, but they absorb differently and they act differently in the stomach. And, you know, sometimes the doctors will tell you, hey, well, consume this when you eat a meal or after you eat a snack or something like that. Or they'll tell you, consume this on an empty stomach. It's because when you... It degrades your stomach so much that you would need the meal to help to reduce that breakdown of your stomach lining. So that's why long-term impacts is really, really detrimental from all of these supplements. So at the end of the day, even if it's vitamins, I would still want you to eat, because we have citrus fruits. Like, citrus is great, you know? I mean, I don't know if you like orange and Portugal and, you know.
Actually, I do. What I like to do with the oranges, I don't know if this is a habit that people do a lot, but I like to take a little bit of salt and put it over the orange. More of a flavor, a sweetness out of the orange.
That's very interesting. That's kind of like a chow in a sense. If it makes
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a seasoned orange. But yes, I mean, I would want to encourage you to have it the way you like it, right? Because at the end of the day, you have to make sure you get your fruits in every single day. When I speak about food groups, I mean all fruits, vegetables, food from animals, legumes, staples, you get your fats, you get everything. That's what makes up a healthy body composition and a healthy lifestyle. And of course, one important thing that's not in that is your water. Do you know how much people are dehydrated? And if you're going out in the sun, even if you don't sweat, you are losing water constantly. And this is why you put yourself at risk for passing out and, you know, getting severely dehydrated. And then you have to get an injection and drips. They're going to have to give you drips. Because if you notice, anytime you go to the hospital for something, they're always going to put drips. That's because you are dehydrated, right? And the drips help to rehydrate your body and get things where it needs to go. So fast weight loss gimmicks and all of that can actually help you to become more dehydrated, which is going to be dangerous. So it might give you like dizziness and headaches. It could even damage your kidneys, which is a vital organ for your body to function.
Mm-hmm.
And lead to common things like constipation, which a lot of people do have also.
Now, in terms of the actual 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, what kind of quick diet can you mention for the revelers on the road?
Yes. So, I mean, in terms of eating, I just wanted to focus on making sure you have enough energy to be out there. So it's not going to, I don't know if you would get a break to eat a full meal. That's the thing.
Well, actually, so they do take lunch breaks.
They get a break?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good, good. So when you're out there and you have, if possibly you get some snacks, take it. If it's like granola or nuts, or if you have a fruit, whatever it is that you do get, any little quick snacks that you can munch on, do it. Because you need the energy from what you eat, right? Mm-hmm. Hydration, very important, because your body is like food. It's like a totally different food group that's missing from the food groups that is essential, because you cannot function without water.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if you get a lunch break and you get your main meal, make sure it's colorful. The one thing you have to have there that we always commonly miss is that veggie load. So even if it's fresh salad, if it's cooked veg, and you have your carbs and your protein and your beans, even if they do give you some fruits in your salad, great, because you get more food groups anyway. As long as you could try and get all the food groups on that plate, that would be the most beneficial plate for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat and make sure you digest it a little bit. So try not to overeat and feel stuffed, because then, you know, you will feel upset when you're going back out in the road. So eat based on your own fullness, which is different for every single person. And just make sure you get a little bit of all of the different food groups and keep your water and hydrate, and then you should be able to go again. So depending on how long you are awake for, you should be eating every few hours. Large gaps can make you feel deprived, and then it can lead to binge eating in the night, right before you want to sleep, which is not good. So try your best to munch on snacks when you could, and get food when you could, like a main meal, and just try your best to keep it colorful. But water is going to help you throughout the whole day, because your muscles need it. Your muscles are like 75 to 80% water.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 100, right? So that means it is, majority of it is made from water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I'm telling you. That's why I keep stressing on the water. We are underestimating our water intake and how much water we actually need. So water is very important for every single process in your body when you're out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a little while ago binge eating and eating in the night. Can you explain why that would be a bad idea, seeing as, you know, well, your body is sleeping and putting out a high amount of energy to ensure that good sleep? Why is it ill-advised to eat too much before going to sleep?
Right. So the first reason why you end up binge eating, number one, is because you deprive yourself for the day. So it's common when you don't eat, right? Because then you feel a massive amount of cravings. And then that leads to uncontrollable eating, which means you don't feel full when you actually eat the balanced plate. You feel like, oh my gosh, or you just want to get one thing. Like, say you just want to eat chicken, and then you're like, oh no, I just want to eat carbs. Oh no, I just want to eat this. So again, uncontrollable cravings, right? Now, you're going to sleep, so all of that is going to be stored as fat, because again, your body is not going to use it when you overconsume any food group. And this is why people who are like, no, I'll just consume a whole lot of protein until carnival and I'm going to gain muscle. And it's like, no, you could overconsume protein and it will be stored as fat. It will. It is being stored as fat, okay? So when you binge eat anything, it's going to be stored as fat. And then when you go to sleep on a full stomach, that could actually lead to acid reflux, which is very common. indigestion, of course, with a lot of digestive issues, because you're supposed to eat light before you sleep, because at sleep, you're dormant. You're not doing anything. You're just, your body's just focused on recovery and repair. So you do not need, like, where's all of that food going to go?
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating it, where it's not going to be utilized. So it's going to be stored. And then that fat is going to go around your organs. And that's where all of the other health issues come about. If you keep doing this long term, the weight gain is going to be coming from that binge eating at night, 100%. And that visceral fat, which is the fat around your organs, is going to increase. And then that could then affect your blood sugars, because then when you consume all of that, depending on whatever you're eating, but if you restrict, your sugars are still going to spike 100%, which is not good. Again, it affects your eyes, your kidneys, your feet. And then your hormones are going to be affected negatively, because you're going to get like completely grumpy, and you, all of your hunger and natural hormones are going to go crazy because you're completely neglecting it. And because you didn't eat right during the day and you're binging in the night, it's just going to set everything ablaze. It's just going to go crazy. So you're going to get very emotional. You're going to get emotional eating. You're going to get anxiety and stress because you know you're going to lead to body fat and you can't control it. So binge eating at night is going to be so, so detrimental. And if you keep doing that, it could even lead to eating disorders, and it'll be very difficult to break that cycle. It'll be like a nightmare, you know.
I know that for definitely another show, we should talk about eating disorders, because as I said, that is directly related to when you eat, how much you eat, what the consistency of your diet and all of that. Can you give us an idea, as you mentioned, lighter foods for nighttime? Probably you could differentiate what would be like appropriate foods for in the day and then appropriate foods for at night.
Sure. So here's the thing, right? You could actually make any food appropriate. Now, this is where the portion control comes in, because you can do leftover lunch for dinner, but use a smaller plate. You can do like your roti and your veg, but it's the portion of roti to the portion of vegetable. And then thinking that aloo is a veg is wrong, and Edo's is a veg is wrong.
But that's how we grew up knowing Edo's is a vegetable.
Exactly. And this is why I talk, keep telling, the misinformation is real, and so it's very difficult to break.
Cassava is not a vegetable neither.
No. All the crop provision is a carb. So
right.
That is exactly like roti is like rice, all of that. So then that's why people keep saying, and this is common, I eat healthy, so I don't know why I'm sick, or I don't know why I have diabetes, I don't know why I have high blood pressure, I don't know why I'm putting on weight. And it's because they don't understand what they're eating, why they're eating it, what combinations are best. So a vegetable with a roti is like bodhi, same, tomato choker, pumpkin. I don't know if you like curry. I don't really like it.
No.
You know, but vegetables are different. And you can have that with your roti. Now, if you want to do aloo and roti, that's fine. But you must still put a vegetable on your plate, right? To balance the aloo and roti. And then you could probably reduce your roti based on how much potato or edibles you want to put. So, key thing is, it's a smaller portion for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it, let's say sometimes you see people eat lighter for lunch and heavier for dinner. That's okay too, but you have to keep the veggie, carb, and protein on your plate, and you can't just go and sleep right after. You need to give yourself that 3-hour window to digest that food.
Mm.
You really do. And based on your fullness, you could always stop if there's leftovers. Because plate size is also something, because I could say, use a smaller plate, and a small plate could still be big.
It depends on right? How big your hands are, because...
Yes. How big plates you have and all these things. So people can still cheat and still use large plates and say, no, well, this plate's smaller than the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you just... It's just to make sure that you eat for fullness, you include different food groups, but veggies and carbs are fine. Like if you're doing the vegetarian, and roti and veg is always nice. A sandwich is always nice. Cheese sandwich, but not just cheese and bread. Put your lettuce, cucumbers, like load it up, carrots with nice veggies. Keep the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the balance. And when you're full, you could always leave as leftovers and wait at least 2 to 3 hours before you head to bed. Make sure you're sitting up. Let your food digest properly. And then that will help you to have a good quality sleep, and it will help to reduce all of the risks we just spoke about with mm-hmm. binge eating and sleeping right away.
What about smoothies and drinks like that? If it is that decide to replace a meal with a smoothie, is that okay?
Yes. So at Didi's, what we do, we created a balanced smoothie, because what people are doing is they don't understand what ingredients they should put together to make a healthy smoothie. So for example, if they just put a bunch of fruits together, right? That is just fruits. If you have blood sugar issues, it's going to spike it. If fruit has fruit sugars, yes, it's healthy. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
But because it's just one food group.
It's mostly fruits that I just put in, like a banana, blueberries, a little bit of honey, if I have milk, condensed milk.
Oh, no!
Yes! I just said condensed milk just to hear the no, because, you know.
That's wrong,
sugar. Well, it's, okay. I like that, but. So what else would you add to, let's say, you've got bananas, you've got blueberries. What else would you add to that smoothie?
So what we do at Didi's, we put veggies first.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like the spinach and cucumbers, and you could put carrots. Any of your favorite veggies, if you want to put beets, if you have celery, whatever you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You put a few veggies. Then you put your fruits. And, well, I think balance. Balance means more food groups. So we add like a little bit of yogurt and a little bit of oats. Oats is a carb. It's a complex carb. The yogurt is a food from animals, so it helps to balance it. So it's like milk for you. So milk is good too, but because we keep it vegan vegetarian, and we use like oat milk.
Right.
But you could use your normal regular milk, that's fine. And then you blend that up and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you use your coconut water and your veggies and your fruit, as always. The combinations just have to be not one food group. Minimum 2-3, more ideal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the colors there, but not colors in the same food group. Because that, it will spike your sugars. But let's say, okay, you like that smoothie like that. You mm-hmm. want it like that. You don't want to add anything to it. What you could do is probably drink a little less and add a snack before or after. So, for example, if you want to eat a parfait, which is like a layer of yogurt, nuts, chia, oats, like a really nice bowl of the correct balance, you could eat that and then drink the complement, which is your fruits, fruit juice or your smoothie with it.
So like a trail mix something, you could do like almonds, pistachios.
Yes, exactly. Like a little bowl of that.
Right.
And then you could drink some of your smoothie. Now, I just said something would trigger something. Juicing is different.
Than smoothies, yes. Yeah.
You see, when you juice something, but when you strain the smoothie, this is where problems come up. Because smoothies could be a light dinner, light breakfast snack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're on the road and for carnival, it is actually really good to keep your energy going.
Mm-hmm.
So again, combinations, and you could always keep that with you. But the juicing part of it takes away the fiber. And when you take away the fiber, that will go into your bloodstream faster, which, you know, will spike your sugars
mm-hmm.
when you do drink it. So I always prefer eat the pulp.
Eat the pulp.
Yes.
You should see my facial expressions. Because really and truly, when you see the pulp coming out after juicing, it does not look appealing. So how do you convince yourself, okay, this is something that is good for me and I can eat it?
Yeah, I'd say maybe blend it more.
I guess add a little water, as they say, the coconut water.
Yes, blend it more. Blend it until it just goes down into like a very, very thin consistency so that you will enjoy it that way.
I see that we have some callers calling in a little while ago. Y'all could call back. She's willing to take some calls and messages. So the number is 625-2257-306-1065 and, of course, 627-3223. Let's see if there are any questions via our WhatsApp number coming in. I believe this is a voice note. Let's hope that it does pertain to our topic. Let's hear what you have to say. Good morning.
Good morning. Listening to the program on in Tuscan and your guest. I am diabetic, and to tell the truth, I think I drink 8 bottles of water, the Blue Waters bottle, in one night. And then during the day, I think about the same complement, water. Is that excessive? Let me know now. I'm listening on air.
Thanks so much for your message. This is an interesting question. Because we've heard it said already that it is possible to drink too much water.
You know, I think the amount that you have to drink to make it too much is extremely high. Now, everyone's water recommended intake is different. Mm-hmm. And that is something important to know. So it's based on your weight. It's based on your activity. It has a number of different factors, right? So, for example, mine is like 2.5 to 3 liters. I'm like 105 pounds, like you know, so it's different. And I think you could only overconsume if you drink, I don't know, like gallons and gallons and gallons of water. And depending on if you have any other life like issues with your health and your heart and all those things, then you know, water has to be limited. So it depends on what you're going through, but on average, we don't drink enough. And I don't think, it depends on what size of bottle. I don't know what if it's like a 250 ml he's talking about, or there's a 410 ml, there's a 350 ml. So depending on how much you're drinking, but if, you know, you weigh more than me and you're taller than me, and, you know, then you need to get more water than me. So then if you do the calculation, you realize you're getting less, then no, you're not drinking enough, definitely.
So it is advisable to do a whole workup before going on a diet. So your weight, your body mass index. So tell us a little bit about that research that needs to be done first before we step into the nitty-gritty details of our actual diet.
Right. So with me, we have a body composition assessment scale at DD. So it gives you a body fat, muscle mass, but not only a total body fat, where exactly it is. So the one around your organs is different to the one underneath your skin. The one around your organs, which is the visceral fat, is more dangerous. So that's the one I focus on. It should be less than 6. Usually, you know, a lot of people who do the intermittent fasting and the dieting is like, well, 12 and 15 and 20, that is extremely high. It also gives you like your hydration status, your bone, your muscle mass, your muscle percent, your metabolic age, which everyone is curious about, because you see, your body functions at a different age to your birth age. So I'm going to be 34 in June, but my metabolic age is 29 or 30 or something like that. So you want your metabolic age to be your age or younger. And if your body's stressed out, usually it might be older, you know, which is always, you know, people jump on the scale and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm 4 years older than my actual age, or I'm 10 years older. And they're like, oh gosh, I really do feel it. Do I look it? But honestly, it's all reversible, 100%. With a healthy lifestyle, you could overcome any lifestyle issue, but you just have to take the habits to work on it. So even when you talk about diabetes, like this gentleman did, you can overcome it, but you see, you have to be open to learning, because you have to unlearn what you thought you were doing correct. So for example, roti and aloo. Everyone thinks aloo is a veg, so they're thinking, yeah, man, I'm eating it correct. And you'd have to unlearn the fact that aloo is not a veg, it is a carb. And you have to pair it with a vegetable. you know? And that is a process that takes time, because there are a lot of things that we have to relearn and balance and combinations and timing and routine that is different for every single person. And that is what, you know, when you do the body comp, that's the first step, making the first baby steps with your hydration and balance and learning what that means. The next step, and then we just have to keep taking baby steps from that point until you achieve your ultimate goals at the end of the day. Mm. But what you said just now was so real, eh? I hope this voice note helps out.
No, well,
no, I'm telling you. Oh, God. It takes my virtual assistant this gets. I can't even imagine.
I tell you, it's a never-ending day here. Surprises galore. One person is sending in this message. Morning, just wanted to know. My smoothie consists of oats, chia, yogurt, blueberries, a little banana, and a protein powder. Is that smoothie healthy enough?
So, okay, if you're vegan, vegetarian, no problem. You could put the protein powder. If you don't really eat meat, because you see, we get protein from food from animal, from meat that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when I said you can overconsume some like protein and it will go into body fat. It will be turned into body fat. So if you're vegan, vegetarian, you don't eat meat, like for the day, and that's your protein source, no problem. But if you do eat meat, you really don't need
the protein.
To, you know, spend all that money in the protein powder. Because honestly, when people tell me the prices of these things, I'm like, what?
Listen, I think you said it right there for me, because going into these stores and watching the big bottle, $400, $500 for these things,
that's
and you
crazy.
Wonder, you know, okay, so I could probably go to a restaurant and get the protein for that same price and, you know, it not be...
For weeks?
Right. It wouldn't be as artificial as the powders. So it is... necessary to balance the smoothie with the you say as the fruits, but you also have to put some sort of complex carbohydrate, you call it.
Yes So the oats is good. So the only thing she's really missing, because she has the fruits and everything, is the food from animal and the vegetable. So if you want to stick to the protein powder, sorry, I don't know if it's a he or she, but if you want to stick to the protein powder, you can. But again, if you eat meat, it makes no sense. If you could use yogurt or milk, and then you could use one vegetable that you like. So choose a veg, because that is missing from the balance. And that, right there, what you have, it would have been a little too carb and protein heavy. The vegetables, always remember, vegetables have very little to no calories. And it just adds the fiber, so it helps you to feel more full with less. And that's how you get natural portion reduction. So even when you start a healthy lifestyle and we prioritize a healthy plate, all of my clients feel full with less, so their grocery shopping expenses reduce because they don't consume as much as they used to, because then their stomach size reduces. So for example, when you balance your smoothie better, then you'll notice, hey, I'm actually having leftovers. And then you could have that for a snack, or you could just make less and you'll be full with it. So you get a lot of benefits when you learn how to rebalance and put together the right combinations with your meals and your snacks.
All right.
So that's what I would recommend for the smoothie.
So for the carnival diet with 1 week to go is an absolute no-no. Don't try and confuse yourself and think that, you know, you could lose a 5 pounds or 6 pounds in a week. It is totally impossible. Work with what you have at that point in time, right?
Yeah, just enjoy your time. Don't make yourself sick. It's not going to be worth it. It's not. You're going to get so much worse that the doctor visit, hospital visits will just, it will be tenfold after carnival, because everybody's going to just go crazy sick after they do these diets and these gimmicks and these pill popping and all this madness.
Oh, we didn't touch on those pills. You know, they have some crazy ones on the market these days.
And I'm telling you, it's mad marketing. And that's why it's brainwashing marketing. It's brainwashing to make you think, hey, if you just take this, you'll lose weight. You know, and it's like, no. Because when you take the pill, they put you on a restrictive diet. It is not necessarily the pill. It is the diet. It is what they restrict you to. That is what makes you like lose all of that muscle mass and all of that gain, actually, that body fat at the end of the day. So it's less a body pill and it's more about that restrictive gimmick that I put in your arm.
All right, I have got one more voice note to squeeze in. We've got about three more minutes to 10. So
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Let's see what this one says. Good morning.
Good morning, Tuska. Excellent program. Thanks for having that dietitian in there. What I'd like to know, is it, or, you know, they say protein, the protein powder, they actually use worms. You know, they feed it stuff and they use worms to make it. I would like to know if that have any truth to it. And with the acid reflux, yeah, thanks for that information. That is very important. Have a good day.
Thanks so much for keeping us on topic. But let's quickly saying, is it true what he's asking?
What I would want to check is the ingredients list. Mm-hmm. Now, every supplement, every protein powder, everything that you buy, supposed to have an ingredients list. That will then tell you exactly what the product is made up of. And that is what you should look at in order to decide if this is a good protein powder for you. So that's why even vegans, vegetarians, if you're consuming a protein powder from a food from animal, then, you know, that's not really make too much sense. So definitely check the ingredients. It could come from a food from animal. It could come from soy. It could come from tofu. It really does fluctuate. Never heard of that one.
Mm.
But I would definitely say double check the ingredients list. And, you know, in terms of acid reflux too, one habit that really works is baking soda water. Or alkaline water, because the baking soda makes the water more alkaline. Mm-hmm. So just like a little teaspoon in, like, you know, your bottle of water, that could always help also if you do have acid.
All right. Well, Ms. Khan, thank you so much for joining us today.
No,
and remember, the next one, we will have to really talk about those... those diets that harm us, like bulimia, eating disorders is the one that I wanted to talk about. Yeah?
For sure. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So we'll see you next week.
Yes. Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.